Any recruit who endures severe discipline without complaint and shows himself fit for military service may be transferred into an ordinary army regiment and will there be eligible for promotion in the normal way. Before such transfer shall be approved, however, a man must have been recommended for the cross on at least 4 occasions following action in the field. The number 999, the three nines as it was known, was a joke, or at any rate supposed to be a joke. It must be admitted that Supreme Command at first totally failed to see the humour of it, for the 900s had always been reserved for the special crack regiments. And then someone kindly explained to them that 999 was the telephone number of Scotland Yard in London, and what could possibly be more subtle or amusing to the Nazi mind than to give the very same number to a battalion composed entirely of criminals. Supreme Command allowed itself a tight bureaucratic smile and nodded its head in sage approval. Let 999 be the number, and just for a bit of further fun, why not preface it with a large V with a line slashed across it, signifying annulled, cancelled, wiped out. Which could, of course, have referred either to Scotland Yard or the battalion itself, but that was the joke of it. That was what was so excruciatingly funny. Either way, it was enough to make you split your sides laughing. For, let's face it, the swine who served in 999 Battalion was scarcely what you could call desirables. Thieves and cutthroats and petty criminals, traitors and cowards and religious maniacs, the lowest scum of the earth, and fit only to die. Those of us sweating our guts out on the front line didn't look at it quite like that. We couldn't afford to. Dukes or dustmen, saints or swindlers, all we cared about was whether a chap would share his last fag with you in times of need. To hell with what a man had done before. It was what he did now, right here and now, that mattered to us.